Science fiction novels and other kinds of entertainment can often lead us into dystopian futures that mostly leave optimism and sunshine behind. And the merging of sci-fi and horror is a combination that may result in even darker tones. Lena Wynn just had her first novel published, We Have Always Been Here, and it fits comfortably into that sci-fi horror genre. The book is set on a spaceship with a psychologist at its center, and relationships between humans and androids playing a key role. And Lena Wynn is with me to talk about the novel. Lena, you started writing the book as an MFA student at Cornell. So where did that idea come from?
The germ of the idea just started when I saw a news story, I think, about a robot that was going to hitchhike from New York to LA. And it didn't make it as far as Philadelphia before it was sort of torn apart. And the internet outrage and grief that happened in response to its quote unquote death was so fascinating to me that that was when I started sort of writing bits and pieces of this novel. So I worked on it as my thesis project for about a year. And then after I graduated from Cornell, I started working on the novel full time. So all in all, it took me 3 years to write the manuscript of the book, start to finish. And in that time, I think I rewrote it completely 4 times from scratch. And then after the completion of the manuscript, it took another 3 years for publication.
Did you have any bumps along the way where you thought, maybe I need to go back to the drawing board?
Yeah, I definitely, rewriting the manuscript, I don't think is totally normal. There were a lot of times where I just felt that the story wasn't working as it was and just had to sort of burn it all to the ground and start again. But the germ of the idea that I started with was just so compelling. And I truly believed in it. And I had a lot of people telling me that I had the potential for something really cool. So I stuck with it. And luckily, the publication process itself was pretty smooth. It was just that creative process of wrestling with very different directions. This book is a mystery, and I had the unfortunate situation of starting out a mystery without knowing the answer to it. So I was sort of flying blind by the seat of my pants for a while. And I think that was the biggest bump, self-imposed, but there it is.
Yeah, but that's really cool because I do wonder about that. It certainly makes the outlining process much more difficult, but being on your toes like that, being on the edge of your seat yourself, did you find that ultimately helped the final product?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it really gave the characters room to sort of grow and breathe and fill in those empty gaps that maybe I hadn't filled in yet with just plot. So it helped them feel like not like chess pieces moving on a board in exactly this way that I wanted them to. It was sort of a more organic understanding of where their minds were at and how that informed the plot events of what was going on in the book.
Though the setting itself is something that no reader is going to be familiar with, who wouldn't think, and obviously some of the plot twists are quite unique, but I do think there are so many interesting things that are parallels to what, you know, humans are going and dealing with here in the 21st century on Earth. Did you want to have those elements where your characters did have some of the relatable challenges, even as the circumstances were quite different than the rest of us would have experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. This was my first time writing science fiction, actually. And what I find really interesting about the genre is that you can sort of flirt with reality as we know it as much as you might want, or make it completely fantastical. And it was sort of my intention to always have echoes of our present day, echoes of our problems sort of rippling out through time to affect these characters in the future. Not in a way that completely dictated the plot of the book, but in a way that made them very accessible projections of what our future might look like. And I think that makes it a more compelling story than something completely alien to our reality.
What are some of the most important elements of the story itself that our listeners should know about?
Yeah, so the book itself is a science fiction mystery thriller, nominally about a psychologist who's trapped on this spaceship as her patients begin experiencing nightmares and delusions. But I think there are other themes and threads there that may not be as distinct at first glance. I think the human capacity for empathy and love and our sort of unique way of being able to relate even to inanimate objects and machines is a very big part of the book, as well as modern day issues like data privacy, surveillance, loss of personhood and identity, and as well as climate change. And yeah, there's a lot packed in here, but I think those are some of the biggest elements.
Not sure whether to call Grace Park your protagonist, but certainly your main character. When you're putting together your main character, your protagonist, how important was it for this person to be, yes, complicated, but someone that even if readers didn't love, wanted to relate to?
Park was definitely an interesting sort of case study for me because she's the first protagonist I've written who isn't really anything like me. Her creation was sort of founded on a very specific question, which was, what would a human being who had been raised primarily by androids be like? And not like monkey in a cage who's denied all like affection except like a dummy kind of like mm-hmm. level. But yeah. Examining that sort of thought process was, I think, the biggest reason why I wrote her the way that I wrote her. And it was sort of like this distant assessment of what somebody like that would be like, rather than making somebody who I would want to be friends with in real life. So it was important for me to make her compelling and engaging and fascinating to the readers to sort of see what her thought processes were like, but not necessarily to make her as normal and as accessible as like a coworker would be.
Well, that is Lena Nguyen. Her new book is called We Have Always Been Here. Lena, really nice to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.